Pegasus is a company I started to explore and develop the vertical business jet concept. So basically, we're looking at an airplane that takes off vertically like a helicopter would by using fans in the wings. And then we transition to straightforward flight, where we use thrust fans to work by lifting on the wings instead of relying on the rotors or fans. So that's what sets it apart from a helicopter, and that's how we're able to achieve speeds four times higher than helicopter speeds, but also four times the range.
What is your background, if you could just give us a little bit of history? I know that you're a cosmetic surgeon.
So I do aesthetic medicine, so I'm a general practitioner. And from there, I studied an MBA and a master's in finance. I also recently finished the advanced diploma in aesthetic medicine. You know, apart from that, I do read and study quite widely. I don't think there's any point in limiting what we learn about, because often we find solutions to problems that we face outside of the field that we're working in. And I think that's the only way you can really move forward quickly, is to look in other fields and find answers where other people wouldn't actually be looking. So that's the reason behind my philosophy about studying everything.
There are a number of electric-powered vertical takeoff and landing aircraft in development, including, I believe, something that was showcased by Boeing at the Paris Air Show. Is yours similar to what they were showcasing?
So definitely. When we started back in 2012 with this project, there was nobody doing VTOL. And over the time, people have started looking at vertical takeoff and landing with an electric base. But these vehicles are more for inner city travel. So, for example, Sandton to the city center, not what we would be looking at, which is more Sandton to Mauritius or, you know, one-stop London. So a real business jet type of journeys. And the other thing is there's something to look out for called Abbott Aerospace, and they do a review of projects. So this year they did one on vertical takeoff and landing projects, and they actually found 100 most likely to complete projects. Of those, we were found to be number one amongst the business jet mission projects available or underway. And overall, of every project in the world, including the one you mentioned from Boeing, you know, the Airbus models, we were number six. So even though we are here in South Africa, we don't have government backing, we were still found to be number six from the whole world, most likely to succeed, which is reach the end of certification and be a successful, self-sustainable company. So there was a number of parameters, but it's a nice report that anyone can look up on. It's something they'd be quite proud of.
That sounds like something that you should be very proud of. How long before this is a reality then? What sort of timelines are we talking about?
The reason we had a public share sale right now was to raise money for us to build the full-scale hover demonstrator. So that's a 15-meter wingspan airplane. It won't fly far. It will just do the basic hover. But it will show people that vertical takeoff and landing in a plane that size is possible. So we hope to do that next year, yes, in South Africa. And the idea is then to showcase at things like eBay's and at London on the heliports and that type of thing. So it's more to show people how it works. But the development and the building is still happening here. The only foreign involvement at this stage is from our partner company in the UK called Callan Lenz, who is providing the control systems and automation aspect of the airplane. So it means that the pilots don't need to be controlling every little fine detail of all of the surfaces and the fans and that type of thing. The pilot basically is the director of where the plane goes.
And how many people will this aircraft be able to seat?
Probably eight.
Okay, so your target market is your business executive. Is it a corporate kind of client that would be purchasing these?
Exactly, or governments, or anybody who would have previously bought a helicopter. As well as, you know, we would like to see it serve a role in search and rescue, anti-piracy, policing, medical rescue. Because if you can imagine getting patients who are involved in a car accident, for example, if you can get them to the hospital in a quarter of the time, you increase their chances of survival by quite a lot. And also it will fly further, so four times as far. So it creates a much bigger footprint that each hospital could serve. And you can get much further out to sea to reach a ship that was in distress, for example.
how much space would it need to be able to land? So what's the sort of minimum landing area that it would need?
So the reason we sized it at 15 meters is so that it could fit onto a traditional helipad. So basically anywhere that a biggish helicopter could land. So the typical type of helicopter that you would use for medical rescue, wherever that could land, we could land. But with the additional safety that if you had to ever touch the wingtip against a light pole or a power line, you wouldn't crash the airplane. So with a helicopter, the wingtips are critical. If you impact on anything, it's very easy for the plane to crash. Versus ours, where there are no exposed spinning fan blades or anything like that, which means you could get into tighter places.
It sounds very exciting. So you said the demonstrator is going to be 2020. I don't think you gave me a sort of a timeline on when you're wanting to get them into the market, or is it all investment linked? And what?
Yeah, very much. You know, the more we can get access to capital, the faster we can produce the airplanes and the faster we can start to certify and deliver to customers. But I think having the hover model is what we will need to convince people that it is an achievable goal.